Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, A-Dream, in the building, shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in, look.
Yes, sir.
Look, we came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico.
So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down the shit to the third degree.
This is the Bree life,
what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life.
From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life,
what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
Hey. Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree, baby.
Peace and love. It's your girl, Bree. And it's, guess what? It's Thursday, so you know what we're doing. We're freestyling. So I need you to call in at 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. And I also want to remind you to keep the emails coming. So therefore, send them to BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. That's BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. And as usual, I'm being joined tonight with one of my favorite guest co-hosts, Mark, in Houston, Texas. I never get tired of talking with brother.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And we freestyling. You tired?
Yeah, tired.
Are you implying that Dr. Hackley wore you out last night?
No, it was this other child by the name of Crystal.
Uh-oh.
Crystal Wade. Shout out to Crystal Wade in Chicago. My love, the love of my life, and the irritation on my ass sometimes. Anyway, that's my baby. That's my baby.
So what's baby girl doing?
Oh, no, that she finished her... actually, going junior year of college at University of Houston, and so she goes back to Chicago for the summer. So that means we got to do the storage thing and all the stuff, and then of course she's a very frugal economic child. So we get the nicest, cheapest flights. Only problem is you got to leave to get to the airport at 3 o'clock to get the night.
For the night, huh? Oh, my goodness, poor thing.
It's a big, you know, you get back to the house. One thing about Houston, similar to a lot of the huge metroplexes, ain't nothing quick and fast to get to. So, you know, I had to drive 25 miles to get to the airport, and, you know, it is what it is.
All right.
You know? So, yeah, the
so that's your
right
informal
here.
Freestyle. Okay.
I'm done.
Well, I want to send a very special shout out to my sister from another mother, Erica, who is celebrating her birthday today. So she's always a great supporter of the Bree Life Radio Show. So I just want to tell my sister I love you much and happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Erica.
Oh, my goodness. And we are freestyling, 424-220-1862. Why do I feel so tired today, Mark? What is that about?
You asked me if I got wore out. I think you got wore out. So I'm fine.
And I wasn't even doing any talking last night.
Boy, sometimes called environmental factors. If you're in the same room, being in the same room, that's what that was about. So, anyway, that's why you're tired. You're tired because.
And I want to thank our brother Super Duper in Georgia who joined us last night, who promised me he was coming back on the show tonight. I want to thank Alex W. Leith. He always gets on me about the W. He's like, Bree, you always forget my middle initial. I use my middle initial. So Alex W.
You don't do them like that.
And Quentin Brown, QB. We love you and we thank you for participating last night. And last but definitely not least, Dr. Jeremiah Hackley.
Oh, yes.
We want to thank him for his special participation on Hackley versus Wade, the Willie Lynch letter. I'm glad that at least for 2012, we've kind of put that subject to rest.
I burnt my letter, so I don't know.
You burnt your letters, right?
Yeah, I burnt my Willie Lynch letter. I lynched my letter. That's what I did. I lynched it. It's been lynched.
Stop.
Hanging
stop
from a
it,
tree.
Stop it.
It's a beautiful thing, though, you know. You know, everybody has different views about different things. You know, we can break bread, you know, with a lively, energetic discussion. I'm not sure if anybody expected it to be as energetic as it got.
I don't think so.
It was
cool when it got.
The thing I will say is that if anyone had listened to me for as long as I've been on this show, they should have known it was going to not be a dull moment. That's for sure. So
that is for certain.
It's a beautiful thing, though. Let us reason together. We broke bread and, you know, I think we broke bread more than we boxed, per se. I mean, you know, it's clear
I know there was some choir singing going on.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we had to do that, though. I mean, it wouldn't be a good church service without the choir. So
Without the choir, that's right.
Had to have the choir, you feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, we had to, you know. But, you know, it is what it is, I think. Ultimately, everybody has to find, I think if anything came out of it for me anyway, it was that everybody has to find their path. I mean, whatever floats your boat, as my man Andre 3000 said, whatever floats your boat will find your lost remote. Bottom line, that's what you have to figure it out for you. You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the country. And race is definitely one of the issues that we had to deal with, you know, here. You know, there's no doubt about it. One way or the other, we have to deal with it. Everybody deals with it because it's in the psyche of everybody. Unfortunately, we have a hard time seeing beyond the skin color, you know, for various reasons. You know, again, we were, you know, as you say, people that have a dark skin that are called various things from African American to black to all kind of other things. You know, at the end of the day, you get judged by your skin, unfortunately, then you do the same thing. A lot of times once you get judged, you judge. So trying to navigate the relations of race, I think, is quite interesting. And I hope that real, meaning the races at large, will see the need to break bread more than, you know, break heads. So that's what I hope. I mean, again, what lies ahead of us, I don't know. But that's my hope.
Well, you know what? To kind of switch the channel a little bit, I was on Forbes.com today, this afternoon, and I discovered that there are 1,210 billionaires in the world. Of the billionaires, there are only six that are considered black. But what also interested me, when Forbes identified these six individuals of being black, four of them were African. One was African American, and we all know who she is. And the other person happened to be from Saudi Arabia. I thought it was interesting that Forbes identified that person as being black. They categorized that billionaire as being black. What say you about that?
Why did that surprise you? Why did that surprise you? I mean,
because I never heard. This is the first time in all my years that I'm actually hearing, or you know, reading rather, a magazine that is edited and published by Caucasian people, that they would identify a person born in Saudi Arabia as black. I've never heard them labeled as that. So when I saw that, I was like, wow. That's the first time I've ever seen
that. This highlights another issue. I mean, and you all, and again, bless your heart. I know you tried to address. You had a serious thought, what is it to be black in America?
Oh, gosh. No, I'm not really going there. I'm just saying.
Let me say this real quick. The whole issue, always becomes a big issue, because even when you try to address it, it seems like it never got any clearer what it means to be black anywhere.
Oh, God.
So now that Forbes says that someone is an Arab, as we would call it, that's ethnicity, first of all. Let's get something straight. That is not a racial designation, Arab. That's an ethnicity. When you start talking about race, we know.
What would he be? Hmm? What would he? If this person of Arabian
ethnicity
background was born in America, what would his birth certificate say? And I didn't want to have this conversation today. I mean, I am wore out, not because I don't feel it's important to address. I just need to recharge my batteries. That's what Freestyle Thursdays is about. We have light at this.
If he had that name and he was in a relationship, would he be able to get along with his wife? Let's talk about that, Ben. I just hope you should. Could he get along with his wife? I mean, what would happen if you have to deal with a woman that's demanding your attention all the time? What would you do? How would you step up to
that? That sounds personal.
So how do you deal? Hey, if y'all out there listening, I got a couple questions. Y'all can freestyle whatever y'all want.
The topic, yes. I like the topic.
Wait a minute. I got two. It's two topics, about three or four topics. Number one, how do you deal with an unbelievably emotional human being, and how do you let go of past BS? And I ain't just talking about relationships. I'm talking about anything that you feel. Tell me, people out there, how do you process letting go? Because there's been said, you can't move on until you let go. And that's in anything. I'm not just talking about a relationship, but anything. So if you got your letting go stories, you got your, excelling stories, waiting to excel. You got some excelling stories. Please call in on Freestyle Thursday.
That's right. I tell you what, we're going to take a commercial, and when we come back, I'm going to answer one of those questions for you.
If you didn't tune into the Bree Life radio show on Wednesday, this is what you missed.
Hey, Mars, check it out, Mars. If they give it up too easy sometimes, I mean, if vagina was a stock, it would plummet. It would plummet.
Mm.
Because you give it away too easy.
You hear that, ladies? there is a brother on the line that's saying that the ladies are giving it up too easy.
And this?
We want a lot more than sex too. We want to be loved. We want to be respected. Mm-hmm. We want a whole lot of that will make the sexual experience that much more enhanced.
We can't forget about this.
Tony, you heard that. Do you know she's taking the easy way out of this one? You know what I'm saying, Tony. So come on, Bree.
Wow. No, listen. I say you have to be honest. You have to be honest with your partner of what the deal breakers are.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
No, we breathing light. We ain't breathing heavy now. Right.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Check us at blogtalkradio.com/ Bree Life.
What you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree Life.
How we live in life.
Hey.
And we're back. Let me just tell you, before I start answering any questions, I'm too damn tired to breathe heavy. I don't think I have the energy to even breathe heavy. But we are back, and I'm joined tonight with my favorite co-host, Mark Wade, in Houston, Texas. Say hello to the nice people, Mark.
Hello, nice people.
Oh, boy. So, give me the first question.
How do you deal with emotional people?
A highly emotional individual.
The emoter.
An emoter?
You know. Yeah, the emoter. You know,
yes.
The one who rains when they walk into the room. Which makes you run and go grab an umbrella. Who makes you get your rain boots out. It's coming.
Lord.
It's a monsoon. It's the emoter. Help me.
Okay.
Come on, folks. How y'all deal with that?
Well, first of all, when you talk to a person, wait now. When you talk to a person for a long enough time and you get to share some time and space with them and you see that they are an emoter, you have to ask yourself the hard questions.
And that would be?
Especially in the beginning. If this is the beginning and the emoting is becoming quite overwhelming, don't fool yourself to thinking that over time things will get better. Or if you give in to the person to what they're emoting about, that things will subside and, you know, they'll chill out. When a person show you who they are, you got to believe them.
So they don't chill out.
If they telling you, if they defeat you, at least the good thing, you're not getting the representative. The person is emoting. They're bubbling up. They're letting you know from the gate. What you see is what you get. Now you got to ask yourself the hard question: can you deal with it? And if the answer is no, you got to go.
No, I want to know how you deal with it.
Oh, how do you deal with it?
We need some tools. I need a shovel, garden hole, and a rake. Come on. How do I take care of this field?
Ooh,
I need
boy.
An emotional gardener. I need an emotional gardener right now. How do I keep this yard straight and these bushes hit? How do I do it? I don't know. These are different bushes.
I tell you one thing, it's going to require a lot of work. And if you're not down for the work, that's going to be it's going to be
wait. No, I don't want to hear about it takes a lot. I need to know what kind of work it is. What I got to do?
You're going to have to water the lawn twice a day. You're going to have to fertilize. You're going to have to fertilize the lawn twice a week. You're going to have to cut the lawn once a week.
All right, so check it out. Dig this. So I'm going to do you like the church folks, like the preacher said. I need you to bring it home. I need you to bring it out of the metaphor. I need you to bring it out of the metaphor and into the reality. So how do? Give me some tools. What do I need to do?
Well, you know what? And I just want to say, wait, hold on. Super duper, I see you out there, but I know you're not in the caller queue. So I just wanted to tell you, I see you, okay?
Marky Mark.
So, let's see.
I don't understand this. I can't believe that you can't tell me this.
Listen,
Guess why?
I'm not used to dealing with emotional men. I'm used to dealing with the other type of men.
What about the emotional woman? Are you one?
Excuse me?
I said, what about emotional women? Are you one?
Yeah, I would say I'm an emotional woman. I don't think that I emote every second of the day. I don't even have that kind of stamina no more. Now, I used to be an emoter.
How would you suggest somebody deal with you when you used to be an emoter? So what would you have told us? What would I have to do to deal with you?
Okay, well, this is
you're
rough.
You're killing me with these crosses, man.
Listen, I was going through a lot of stuff in my 20s, so, you know, oh, my goodness, you just had to be a very patient person. I'm going to tell you something. My first love, God help him, Bill, he was a patient, patient man. And we're still friends today, but he understood me. He understood me I think he was trying to understand me too well. Wait, hold on a second. I'm getting a technical PC messed up. I hear you. Okay. He used to understand me a little too well where he was quite smothering. And I don't like to be smothered. So that was a problem. But he was very patient. He was very patient. He understood me. And, you know, it takes an understanding person to... Huh?
So number one, patience, whatever I need.
Patience.
What else?
And you have to be understanding. You have to understand. Wait. You have to understand what makes this person tick. And whatever is making them tick, you have to keep them ticking because you don't want the clock to stop, because if the clock stops, that means everything goes boom. you don't want anything to go boom.
So you can't just set the clock and they can just keep.
No. The clock must continue to tick.
So the clock is like being on a treadmill.
I'm trying to tell you something. You asked? I'm trying to tell you. Okay, Super Duper says, yep, boom. So,
man, boom. Tick, tick, boom. So you blew up eventually?
Excuse me? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Super Duper wants to get on the line. Hold on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hold on, Super.
Is he faking? Okay. Super Duper. Boom.
How y'all doing?
He said boom. What's going on, Brother Mark?
Ain't nothing, man. Just chilling, Mark.
That's right.
That's y'all too?
I got bookends. Oh, my God. Two marks. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah. Anybody else on?
Come on.
Don't worry about it. You on. We got listeners. All right.
You see that mouth? Don't worry about it. That's a gangster.
Listen, he know about that mouth. He know that mouth on his whole
DK.
Life. So don't even say nothing.
DK gangster. DK Crown Heights gangster. Come on now.
No, super. Am I the BK gangster?
Oh, no doubt.
What?
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt? Oh, come on. I'm fluffy, baby. I am fluffy.
A fluffy gangster.
Yeah, what?
You know what? She said she's fluffy.
Fluffy? Oh, okay. That's something new.
That means I'm soft. I'm soft. Come on now.
Or like a pillow, she suffocates you. She know how to, you know how to put a pillow over your face.
Shut up, Mark. I'm fluffy. I'm soft. I'm nice. You know that. Don't make me out to be some type of monster because I'm not like that.
So Mark, I got a question. So
why don't you finish what you were talking about?
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm going to ask you. And this is what I want you to tell me. I need to know about this. How you deal with this super sensitive woman? Super sensitive.
You know any super sensitive women? Super?
Yeah, those are the ones I need around me.
You silly.
Damn.
Okay. Dispersing them. You dispersing them. He's dispersing them and dismissing them. Okay. So they not around you.
You got to roll. We got to be able to roll together, man. We can't roll together. I'm not going to be sitting here and dealing with sensitivity. If I say something, you know, you're going to take it to heart. And it wasn't even meant that way, you know. People take things too seriously.
Don't even come on this line sounding like hard as nails.
You know me, so you know where I'm going to come from. So. You know where I'm going to go.
What?
I'm loving
what
this.
What might that be?
Mark.
Huh?
He said you know where he's going to go. He said you know him, and you know where he's going to go with this. And he just came out the gate and said he came.
He can't go nowhere. What gate? he ain't going out no gate. You know he be. Ain't no gate for Super to go out of.
Okay, so what's the deal with the sensitivity thing?
So the sensitivity, I was asking her to give me some pointers.
To give them some pointers here.
On how to deal with
how to deal with super sensitive individuals.
I'm looking at just basically just hearing them out, you know, and try not to, if I'm going to say something and it's going to bother you or it's going to take you to get you upset, knowing that it's really nothing, I'm going to try not to go there. You know what I mean? That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, I like that. You know, I like what he just said. He said, try not to go there. So basically what Mark is telling me, and anybody out there listening, this is what he's saying. Mark is saying, when you're dealing with a heavy emoter, you got to let them do their thing. You try to hit them off at the pass and see what's going to trigger them, and you try not to trigger them. But see, here's the problem with that. Maybe, that it's almost like walking on eggshells, though.
I'm too old to walk on some damn eggshells. Can't we, you know, put some damn gloves and socks on? Let's get on. I can't deal with the extra sensitive stuff. I mean, I don't want to argue no more with nobody.
9 times out of 10, Bree, this will be the woman anyway. It's gonna be like they're gonna be the man any day. It's gonna be the
woman.
Let
me tell you something. We freestyling, so call in at 424-220-1862. Let me just say this. I'm sorry to say it. I ain't saying all the brothers out there is acting this way. But you know what? There's a lot of bitch-assness going on in the world now. I'm sorry.
That's
a
fantastic.
Lot of bitch-ass.
And guess what? I'm not disagreeing with you, but you do know it's more highly likely that you hurt my feelings you didn't say a certain word, you acted a certain way, it's going to come more out of a woman's mouth. I ain't saying men ain't doing that, but I'm saying that we have to deal with the emotion. Because remember, men get called insensitive regularly. You didn't care about my feelings. You wasn't thinking about me.
Well, you know what? We're gonna take a commercial break, and then we're going to bring on our brother Alex. Okay, so we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
It is important for you to get your healthy dose of the Bree Life Radio Show, because when you miss the Bree Life Radio Show, you miss moments like this.
And of course, there's those of there that get mad for holding matrimony. They got mad for holding matrimony.
And this.
The reason why a certain group of women attract themselves to internet dating is so that they can lie, and lie.
We can't forget about this.
I had a stalker. Had to get an order of protection. You got a woman that you've been with for 7 years, so you do it. You're doing something right.
Come on, Bree. Don't stop it.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
So let's take that deep breath in, because we're about to go in.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/ Bree Life.
And we're back, people. I'm going to tell you something. That commercial does not get old to me. I'm laughing while the commercial is on, because I think that commercial is so hilarious. What do you think, Super Duper? Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, damn. Here. What you doing?
Yeah, what? I got rig stuff, you know. I gotta do some things, you know. So, you know, I had the speaker to a radio connected so I could hear y'all louder.
Well, we are being joined by my brother, is Alex W. Leith.
What's up, baby?
What's up, bro?
I see you got the Marx Brothers in the house tonight.
I'm telling you, I've got booking.
What's up, man?
What's up, baby? What's going down? How you doing? You got Mark from Brooklyn. You got Mark from Texas. What's going on here?
Where's my other brother?
I'm in ATL, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in ATL. Okay.
And I'm from Chicago, yeah. So... Come on, Alex W.
Yeah, we
heard about that story.
Here's Ricky.
Y'all talking about sensitivity.
Uh-oh. Don't talk about missing out that W.
Yeah, talking about missing out that W, huh?
You're going to get real sensitive.
Oh, man. I'm telling
Alex,
y'all need to bring...
Where's Ricky?
What's up, baby?
Where's Ricky?
You know, I don't know. He in New
York,
I'm in Virginia.
Listen, let's give Ricky a call.
Go ahead, call him and see if he's there.
Who's Ricky? I mean, why
Ricky's my brother. He's going to call in New York and see if he's available.
Rick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what she calling Ricky for.
Cool. If he's calling Ricky, I want to know how do I deal with a sensitive woman?
I want to address
extra.
The sensitivity issue myself.
Come on, Mr. No, you relationship extra, because you can't say, I need you to help me. Uh-oh. I think we're making a phone call.
Exactly.
We're sabotaging this man. He don't know this. We're calling him, do we?
Nope. Punk phone call.
You're right. I wouldn't be part of this.
He might be in his private office.
In his private office?
The bathroom.
Parts unknown. There you go. As long as he don't smoke cigarettes and trying to flick ashes.
Yeah.
No, try to flick ashes between. That ain't a good thing.
Did he answer? No, he didn't answer. It might have went to voicemail or something.
Can you give Mark some pointers on how to deal with a super sensitive woman?
Well, I'm gonna tell you how I deal with it. I had a couple of them, and I go against the grain. Okay, and what I do is, if they super sensitive,
that's his alley. Because he definitely ain't with the flow.
I'm gonna tell you something. I go against the grain because if they super sensitive, I take the position of toughening them up a little bit. They got to get tougher. You know what I'm saying? Well,
You end up without them. That's what you basically mean. So you have a crash and burn mission. Okay, I see. I'm gonna want to take your advice, and I'm gonna be really in trouble.
Well, I'm gonna give you an example. You know, women always put different outfits and stuff on, okay? And then howl about, you know, you put on a tight pair of pants, and they go, you know, do these jeans make my ass look fat? See, my response to that is, no, your fat ass making your ass look fat in those jeans. You see, women appreciate
again, like
honesty.
Wait a minute. You know what?
You know what,
I'm going to ask you all. You ain't got to say that, Bree. Let me just, I got to say this. Forget this. He going to have me dead or something. He going to have me alone in my apartment. What the hell he going to do? He gave me a prescription for being by myself. Okay, because he got a woman. See what I'm saying? He got his woman, and now I got to be by myself, because I'm going to go around here, and I'm going to say the same stuff that this brother just said.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what's wrong, and Bree already knows.
Ma,
what am I have, Bree, if I do that? If I do that, Bree, what am I have?
But see, Bree will tell you that women appreciate honesty, no matter how brutal. They want you to be honest with them.
No, no, that's a damn lie. Don't speak for me. I'm sitting here.
Not everyone.
You're lying, Bree.
No, I'm not lying. I'm telling you, off the gate, I love honesty, but don't insult me. Because then you'll have a bigger problem.
That's not an insult.
Excuse me?
Your big ass is making the pass look big.
That's it.
I'm my big ass.
Wait a minute. Come on. Calm down. We ain't talking about you.
I just told you that we left the heavy conversation yesterday. Let us.
Breathe.
No, I'm not co-signing that. I'm not. There's nothing wrong with honesty. I encourage honesty 1,000%. But you're not going to insult me while being honest. I don't need all that extra stuff. And probably the question was, how does this pair of slacks make my behind look? You know, does it look too tight or whatever? And then look at this nut. He got to take it to the extra nth degree.
Bree, y'all always want to know if y'all fat, and you know it.
Oh, boy.
Lord, women always want to know if they fat.
Oh.
I'm not saying
you know that,
enough. Bro. No, I don't know nothing. Listen. First of all, I'm not going to ask a man how I look. I'm not doing it. I look in the mirror. I see how I look. If I pull the damn pants up and I can't get them past my hips, I know my ass is fat and I need to put on another pair of slacks. I'm not going to walk in the room something.
Okay.
How about that?
How about that? So, back to my original question. How do I – women. Now, I got to ask the question. I got the answer.
You're right.
Say,
don't take no –
on one hand, I got Mark saying I need to basically cater to that and understand that. At the other hand, I got Allison hit upside the head with it.
Right.
Yeah, but I heard Super say yes, too.
Well, no, she heard what? Super didn't say that. Super was like being, you know,
and when Alex,
who you're dealing with, or left it all away from her, one or the other.
Then Alex said that he would he needs to toughen them up and everything. Super said, "Yep." Did you not?
I did not.
Yeah, okay. All right. Wait till 11:01. You better answer your phone.
I'm not trying to toughen up some girl. I'm not going to sit here and have to deal with it. You know, I mean, if I notice that you are sensitive, okay, I'm going to see what triggers, okay, so if this triggers you, okay, I know, all right, if I'm digging you, I'm not going to sit here and try to cause any issue. You know, like I had one girl sitting here telling me she can't deal with me saying whatever because it's basically saying that I don't care. Okay, so I learned, when it got to the point to where I'm going to sit here and I'm going to say that word, I hold back. I just don't say it because I know it's going to trigger, the sensitivity to be coming out. Sitting here and her getting upset because I say whatever because her thing is I don't care when I say it. So I try to just say something else.
Alex gonna be doing whatever. That's what
he's
gonna be doing.
Listen, I gotta ask a question.
My wife hates that too.
Does it ever appear to these women that you're dealing with, like, you just don't give a damn? Is that a common complaint here?
No, you know what I hear?
I didn't ask you. I'm trying to get to. I can't hear Super. What you said?
Oh, you talking to Super? I
didn't
know you talking to
Super Duper. Yeah, Super
Duper.
When you talk to
these,
they tell you that
all the time,
right?
Because the problem is that because it's not enough for them. Okay, because I show that I care. I let them know that I'm there. But apparently it's not enough for them, so they continue to say I don't care. So when I don't care, then all hell breaks loose. And you know what? On to the next. Because I'm not going to be going through it.
You know what? This is becoming an epidemic. I'm convinced of it.
What's the epidemic? Please.
Yeah, what's that?
The people in their 40s just ain't getting it. It's a definite epidemic with how men... It goes back to what I originally said about men and women not having the ability to communicate with one another. It just, something is getting lost in the sauce. I don't know what it is.
Look,
and I think what most of it is too is that people are tired. I hear a lot of frustration in Super's voice. I know I'm a little frustrated.
Well, you gotta understand. Hold on, wait. You gotta understand. You sit here and you get so sensitive about little things. You want to fuss about little things. I mean, why go through all that? If we grown adults, why we got to be sitting here dealing with stuff like we were doing when we was in our early 20s?
You absolutely right. I don't want to be dealing with nobody fussing or acting like they're irritated, none of that. I don't have that kind of time.
Can I answer that? I want to answer. You said why do we have to deal with that? And I'm going to tell you why we have to deal with that, because ultimately we all still have reside in residence a little girl and a little boy. We still have it. It's still there. Now, we try to figure out how to manage it the best way, but usually when matters of the heart start hitting close, that's when we find that little girl and that little boy come back. That's when they come back. When we're dealing with business affairs a lot of time and everything is very clear, it's easy to be an adult. When your feelings get hurt, that's the whole point. Feelings getting hurt, that's more of a juvenile type of emotion anyway. I'm hurt.
And that's a growing process.
Understood. It is.
That's a growing process.
But you still go back. But even, no matter how grown you get, it seems like there's always a place that takes you back to that little boy or little girl.
Mm.
And some people, and dig this, there's some people that come into our lives that can trigger that for some odd reason, the chemistry, whatever the case, they can trigger that more so than other people. You know how they say bring out the best in you? Come on, they bring out the baby in you.
Hmm.
So I'm just saying, I don't know, but.
Well, I'm gonna say this. If getting back to the honesty thing on my part, okay, your woman put on an outfit, okay, she's ready to go out somewhere without you or whatever. She put an outfit on, now she look completely ridiculous, and she thinks she look cute, okay. It's your responsibility not to let her go out there looking like an idiot. You have to let her know, don't leave the house like that because you look ridiculous. Go take that off. Put on something else. If you let her go out there and other people are looking at her like she's crazy, you failed her. You know what I'm saying? It's as simple as that.
Okay. I'm good with that.
That's where I'm coming from.
I want to talk. I got a freestyle. I want to talk to you about something that you just posted a few minutes ago.
Where did I post?
This new relationship extra thing. Well, before we go to that though, let's finish answering Brother Mark's questions. Hey, are you covered with the emoting yet?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Look, I heard one person had a suicide mission from me, and the other person had a teddy bear, and you know. I think it's probably somewhere between, but I probably have to be honest. I have probably more success if I go the teddy bear route, I just think I would, than I do. Because here's the thing. At a certain point, ego gets involved. And if you can say something that someone will like, you might as well go ahead and say it. What the hell? Because at the end of the day, how much is it going to cost you? Is it going to sacrifice your manhood, your dignity, your integrity?
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Alex, did you just hear that?
What did he say?
Did you hear what he just said?
No, it went Bobby. What did he say?
That's right. I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, no. Say it again.
Go back and play it. When this show is over, you go back and replay it.
It would probably do him best if he went the teddy bear route, because at the end of the day, what is it going to hurt if he just didn't say anything to push the envelope with the person and just for the sake of things moving forward and working out, be nice.
Because at the end of the day, I say also, if it's not an issue of compromising your integrity, your dignity, and basically who you are, then what the hell? Just give it to him.
Did you hear that?
That's it.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What the difference? What a difference
hey,
the three
hey.
Make.
Woo! What was that all about? Woo! What was that all about? Free, calm down. Go to your other freestyle. Leave me alone.
Okay, what was the other question?
She wanted to go to my video. That's what she wanted to do. She wanted to go to my
video.
No.
That's what I thought.
Wait, what was the next question?
So the sensitivity one was the first question, as far as a sensitive person, and the other person was the letting go question.
Letting go. How do you let go of this sensitive person?
No, I just.
Well, here's the.
That is not what I said. No, stop. I'm saying, how do you let go of any? Meaning, it's two parts. Ain't got nothing to do with each other. The issue is when you're dealing with letting go. Meaning, what are some of the good things and steps to deal with of letting go? Let's say you're coming out of a relationship that was kind of rough on you. You know, you still got some vestiges of emotion there. I'm saying either that. Let's say a job is over with, and you're still dealing with some of the baggage from that. What are some good exercises or ideas? What have people done to help them move past? Because I'm going to give you a good example of a relationship. This one guy told me, a friend of mine, he said, brother, when I get out of one, I get up under another one. That's how he coped. That's how he pushed his letting go card. But are there any other suggestions on how we can, approach letting go so that it can be more effective and beneficial to us?
Hmm.
Alex Lee, a relationship extra guy, come on.
Uh-huh. You want to know how to let go of a sensitive situation and go your own way?
No. I'm asking you. You're let's say you just broke up. Something just went wrong. You're trying to move on now, and you're finding some difficulties moving on. advice on how we can move on. What's some of the things we can do?
I'm gonna tell you this: if you're trying to move on, you have to revert back to things that you enjoyed about yourself before you met this person. Because what happens is a lot of times when we meet a person and we get wrapped up in the relationship, a lot of times we forget what we enjoyed by ourselves. If you enjoy going to a museum alone, if you enjoy going to a matinee and watching a movie by yourself, if you enjoy going on a bike ride, but we forget this a lot of times when we get into relationships. Revert back to that because that's a healing process. Because you need that time anyway to figure out what went wrong in this relationship and what can I do better next time around? How can I see signs early if it's not going to work? And all these different kind of things. And that only comes by way of reflection. So go back to what you're comfortable with.
That's what you're saying, we lose ourselves.
So you say not to unleash yourself on other unsuspecting people, that you
no.
should give yourself a break. And then and do some self reflection, and then
absolutely.
She said release.
That's it.
She's a funny woman.
That ain't gonna happen.
Hey, Alex,
what?
She's a funny. That's a funny woman right there. She is just hilarious. But look, hey, check this out. If I heard what you say, you were also saying that a lot of times we lose ourselves or lose focus of some of the things that we really enjoy about ourselves. So this is a time where we can go back, you know. So let's say, for instance, you just broke up, got a situation. Now you realize that you like women again. So you would immerse
yourself
in women. Well,
after how much time, though?
I mean, you know,
after how much time did you realize?
Is it not individual? I mean, how much time? That's like you and your 90 days.
As much
me
you
and
want,
my 90
as
days,
much,
huh?
As much time as you need.
Yeah, you know Bree and her 90 days. Yeah, we know about those 90 days. And Steve Harvey got 90 days, too. It's unbelievable, all these 90-day people. Three months,
that's
the magic number.
That 90-day rule is not scriptural. I ain't going for that.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
It ain't scriptural. The 90-day scripture.
Hold on. Wait a minute. How did I get dragged in the bowels of 90 days?
Because it's the Blue Light radio show.
I went with the 90-day rule and all that.
You didn't.
Well, we can go back to early shows if you like. See,
did I say that? What I know, no. I said that. I said that there was a person that I was dating, and after the 91st day, because at that time I was, and this was like almost 3 years ago. At that time, I was subscribing to the ideology, if we date for 90 days, I want to know where this is going. Because I'm not going to be dating, I'm not going to be involved with someone for a year or two and they don't know where they're going. They don't know where this is going. Because you're blocking my blessing. If you're not serious, get the hell out the way.
Okay, well, all I know is that you had 90 days. And I know that you had a little mantra going for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Well, how, I guess back to the question, how long it is. Is as long as it is. I mean, hopefully, the more you know about yourself, the more in tune you are with yourself, you know when you feel you're okay with whatever you're okay with, then you move forward. But my issue was more about things you could do to help move on as far as letting go. Because obviously, whenever there's an emotional entanglement, there sometimes things that you are aware of that are there, sometimes you don't even know that you were entangled to the degree that you were. You don't even know that.
And you know what, Mark?
Here's what
you
I
know
say.
What, okay, go
wait,
ahead.
Wait. Here's what I say. I say that you should do a little self-reflection because you need to think about whatever it was that caused you and this person to go separate ways. To take some personal, if not, if to take some personal accountability, even if you don't share the accountability with the other person. You should take some personal accountability for the things that maybe you did wrong or that you could have done differently. Take some mental notes, work on yourself, and then gradually unleash yourself on the new unsuspecting women.
What is this? You know what? You're funny. You know what? You have a way of saying things, unsuspecting and unleashing. Wow.
Yeah, unsuspecting. Like they've been.
You know what? That's all like the teaser for the next Bree Life show. Unsuspecting women on the next Bree Life radio show. You know, whatever. I mean, unsuspecting, unleashing it. I mean, all this un stuff. What's the un about?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm Bree, what's the un about?
What do you mean what the un is about?
Unleashing and unsuspecting.
I feel
like,
I just
like we throw nets out there and we got snares and stuff and the woman just walk around. I mean, come on. What the hell? Unleashing? Really?
Yeah, unleashing.
Huh?
What's that?
What's that? Brady, come back. Can't hear you.
Unleashing is when you open yourself up to be involved with someone. You unleash yourself on them. You open up the box.
So there's a definition to this mess. Okay.
Oh, whatever.
You know what?
Unsuspecting.
Yeah.
Come on,
you know,
Alex.
Let me say this. Hey, because she mentioned reflection. Yeah, I'm not going to get into this unleashing stuff, because that almost says that, you know, we're looking to victimize another woman. So I'm not going to get into that.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
I will believe that, Alex. That's what she's saying,
right,
Alex. That's what she's saying.
But see, what I'm saying is she pointed out personal reflection. That's what I agree with, because bouncing from booty to booty, although that may feel good, it's not healing you in the long run. You have to take that time. Jump from booty to booty. I tell you, I've done that.
Hey, y'all.
Trying to unleash his bounce from
booty to booty.
Look. I got to say this to the Bree Life Radio Network. When you hear the next commercial that comes up, trust and believe that there's going to be a soundbite that came from that ass. And bouncing from booty to booty? You better believe. We gonna hear that. Bouncing the booty. I gotta take a pause on that one. Come on. A bouncing from booty to booty.
Can I ask a question? Hello. Can I ask
you
a question?
Brother Mark?
Yes, you can.
Alex.
Yes.
You're saying that, you know, jumping from booty to booty is gonna hurt you in the long run. How did it affect you in the long run?
Well, I'm going to tell you, all my life, that's what I've done. I grew up a very angry kid. I'm going to tell you, Super Duper. I grew up, I was a very angry kid, and I grew up angry at my mother a lot, but I didn't realize I was so angry at my mother until later in life. And then some of the girls in my neighborhood, I was angry at them and different things. So as I started to develop...
Not me. I wasn't angry at you.
Okay. All right, fine. So,
you get a pass.
As I went through adolescence and everything, and when I started getting involved with women on physical levels, I had on my mind, you know, payback. Okay? So I started sleeping with everything I can get my hands on and not caring. Okay? So I never dealt with my issues with my mother, anger, the fact that I didn't grow up with my father, you know, I'm a middle child syndrome. I had a lot of different things going on that I didn't want to deal with, because as long as I was having an orgasm and feeling good, I didn't have to deal with those issues. So I would bounce from booty to booty, and that's a sound bite for Mark.
Alex, you know, I mean, yeah, Alex, I have to say that, you know, I'm sorry you went through that, you know, but I can say that if I was letting go and moving forward, I was just bouncing from booty to booty. And that's it.
Right.
And just kept on moving on. It had nothing to do with my mother. And it ain't affecting me now. You know, I did that. I've done it. I went, you know, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to be with you for a little while. It don't work. I'm going to move on. I'm not sitting here. We have a little time, love, build. Okay, you know, whether it was real or not, there was some love there, you know, and now it don't work. I'm moving on. You know, it was that
right.
Gotten to a point where before, when I know it's about to go down, okay, I'm on to the next, and I'm setting up, you know, so the minute this is over, this is starting, you know.
I did that.
I've gotten to a point I'm going to stop that, you know, and that, you know, in the last couple, well, actually, over 10, 12 years, I had stopped it. So I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, I went on and I'm going to deal with you. It's going to last a while. And then, you know, I'm going to take time for myself. But that's because I chose to. Okay,
right.
You know, it ain't no reflection. You know, I know what I've done. If I've done wrong, I know when I come on to the next one, I'm making my business not to let that come into the new relationship. You know, but when you look at it, things happen. You know, if it happens, it happens. You know, if it don't happen, something new pop up. Okay, and then that relationship ends. Okay, so now I do me, like you said, because there's a lot of things that you used to do by yourself, like I said. But when you met that person, y'all was doing that. Then all of a sudden that stops, you know, and it's like, why did it stop? Or why does it stop? You know, and then everything else, you know, goes on and you forget, you know, about when y'all met. When y'all first met, y'all was doing all this stuff. Why it stopped? Not everything comes into play, and it's like it started coming into more of doing other things and not doing what brought y'all together.
Because real life sets in.
But you know what, though, and that's what I was going to say. What I was going to say about what Mark is saying, though, is that we have to understand that we're not the same person when we first met in any damn way. So the fact that that's why relationships do move on a lot of times, because we find out that as we have evolved, we want different things. And that person is not progressing in their evolution similarly as you are, then going back to the beginning ain't enough anyway. Because the beginning was good for the beginning, but the beginning may not be good for the middle. And as I have changed and I have adjusted and I've wanted different things, if you're not working and moving along with me, going back to the beginning ain't going to work. All that's going to do is that's like a euphoria. That's like a honeymoon period. The living and loving and making this thing happen period, that's going to bring something different. But what I want to say back to what Brother Alex was saying about, you know, bouncing from booty to booty and the orgasm thing that he was saying is this. One thing about the orgasm thing, you can only have that for a short period of time anyway, so what was you doing for the rest of the 24 hours?
Well, I want you to hold that question because we're going to take a station break, and when we come back, we will discuss that.
Just the other day, I was involved in a very passionate and provocative discourse on race. You know, race, as in skin color differentiation and definition. And I came away with a thought. Injustice is never justified. But you'll never attain it by simply switching the color of the controller. The color of who's in power. To believe a person will administer justice to you just because he looks like you is a romantic psychological construct that don't always work. Justice can only come from those who are just. And that may not include the us that looks like you.
I'm just saying.
This has been Mark Said It in under a minute.
Okay. And we're back. And we're freestyling.
24-22018. Who is this guy? Anyway, this Mark Said It guy. Ooh.
In under a minute.
Lord.
Under a minute.
Alex.
Yo, what's up?
What is the deal? you couldn't, you said, you know, it was about getting that orgasm. That orgasm was dealing with the, you know, the fact that your daddy wasn't there, whatever. I mean, or whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying, whatever the reason was. But even if that was the case, you can only have that orgasm for a short period of time, and you got the rest of that day. So what happens with the rest of that day? Because you ain't hitting it all day, obviously. So how do you deal with the rest of the fact that when you ain't hitting it?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. First of all, I'm not going to brag, but I had tremendous stamina and back then. So once I was done, listen,
I'm not going to do it. So you wouldn't even have to do it. You just stayed in there. You just, I mean, what the hell?
Listen.
Back
the stallion. Man. The stallion.
Once I'm done and I lay there and talk to the woman for 10 minutes, I'm right back on it again. I was so hurt and badly damaged at that time that even if I had sex 6 or 7 times a day, right? When the woman wasn't there, I'm whacking my joint. Because I'm just telling you.
I'm whacking my joint.
This grown folks talk.
It's on the weekend, right? It's on the weekend, right?
Oh my God!
Cause y'all home, right? 6 hours a day. I mean, of course, I know you can work. You know.
That's what he did. He was at work. That's how he worked. He got up, got a sandwich. Grab a sweet tea or whatever he drank, he did it again. I had great endurance. This is like a commercial. I had great endurance. Trojan man.
That is such a good sound bite.
Great endurance. You guys are a trip. That's something else. I'm just being honest with
what?
You.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Whoa.
Because pain alone is what the driving force. And that's just honest. You know, I didn't want to deal with myself at all. So I just did what I had to do.
Okay.
You know, Bree?
This, and you know, that's a perfect segue.
Yes, it is.
Your most recent R Extra video.
Okay.
Why don't you talk to us about that?
Well, we're premiering on Bree Life next Tuesday, as a matter of fact. And I don't know, I'm not sure if you talked about that.
No, I was going to, but since we're talking about it, let's talk about it. I want to introduce to you one half of Relationship Extra, Alex W. Lee, and he and his beautiful wife, Stoney, have a video blog called Relationship Extra, and they have most graciously joined the Bree Life Radio Network. Their shows will be airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Alex, we at the Bree Life Radio Network want to welcome you and Stoney to the family.
Yeah, yay!
That's what's up.
Well, I want to thank you, Bree, for the opportunity, and hopefully we'll do you proud.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I think it's going to be great. I'm looking so forward to it.
But you want to talk about the new vlog.
Yeah. Since we're talking about relieving ourselves, why don't you tell our listeners and our guest panelists and our co-hosts what this is all about?
Well, I just released a new vlog today. It was a question posed by a viewer, and her question was, her man ejaculates too quickly, and she fears that he's a two-minute man. And how does she help him resolve this? How does she get herself off because he comes and goes so quickly? So we addressed that issue.
By the Viagra.
She won't know how. She asked me, how did she get herself off?
With him, not by herself.
You know, you mark, you ready for
Viagra.
All I gotta do is, like, you ready? You got yours? Where you got one? I got mine. Right? Let's do it. Go! She's about to be. She's about to be slick boy. Anyway,
you're a dirty dude, Mark.
Just keep it right. She just got to. Hey, you know what? This thing could be a concert, and the pen. You know what? It was talking about this. I don't know if it was talking to Paul. It was some other site, and they were talking about this whole concept of women having orgasms from different generating from different places, as opposed to just clitoral ones, you know. Or could there be a real? Is there really such a thing as a vaginal orgasm? Now, this was actually a conversation. I promise you, if you Google it, you will see. And I think it was on Huffington Post. It might have been something else. But doctors were having this conversation about the reality of a vaginal orgasm. So the issue is, I said, well, wait a minute. You know, if it's only clitoral, the man in trouble anyway, because I don't know if he's doing what he's doing, that's a different place. You know what I'm saying? But here's what's been found out. Women are real adept at helping themselves, help you. You feel me? So that's a communication issue. That's about people being honest about what's happening. And the thing about it is, unfortunately, some of us are still in the dark ages when it comes to sex, meaning that everybody's supposed to know what's happening, just get in there and do it. That's fine.
That's
if you do that, that's what you're going to get. That's exactly what you're going to get. It's going to be a whole lot of hit and miss. But if you're well in tune with your body and you know what you like, you know you like your breath sucked on, or you like your butt,
okay,
whatever
okay.
You like, I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, whatever you like, that's what you like. And so now your responsibility is to communicate that with your partner. That's my idea. And I ain't seen the video, and I probably need to go see the video. So I don't know. You probably saying some stuff like that, but I just don't understand all of this stuff. I mean,
well, you know what, Mark?
That
is exactly the issue. You hit it right on the head. Because people tend not to know their own body. Okay? When a woman gets in bed with me, yeah, I'm there with her. We're sharing our bodies. I have to do the best I can to satisfy you, whatever. But it has equally your responsibility to get yours as well as it for me to get mine. You can't just depend on me and go, he didn't make me get off, and blame me. It's your responsibility, too.
What?
How much are you in?
Wait.
Okay. What?
Back up
on,
now.
Breathe.
Okay. Hold on now.
Jump in and breathe.
If we're talking about 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
as soon as a man gets in there and then he just has an orgasm, that's not, I mean, and that constantly happens, oh, my God. That
mm-hmm.
ain't good. That's
right.
Not good.
Yeah.
NG all day.
But if there's communication about that, Bree, then that means that obviously
but you know
there's
what?
Something going on.
He may have some health issues that need to be addressed.
Oh,
I mean, this man could have a combination of high
anxiety.
Blood pressure. Hold on. High blood pressure and cholesterol mm-hmm. problems, which is causing these premature, you know.
That's not likely very much, because those two conditions actually make it hard for you to even get a hard on. You ain't got to worry about
that.
That too.
That's true.
But here's
that's
the
true.
Thing. Here's the
you
thing.
Know, usually premature ejaculation has a lot to do with a psychological piece.
That's what I was going to say. Can I get it out? Oh my God. Yes,
ooh.
It has something to do with the psychological piece. And he has to, I mean, what would you suggest the woman do? What would you suggest the woman do to help him stop from prematurely having an orgasm?
Well,
you know
what? I'll go ahead.
Okay. You know what, Mark? I don't mean to cut you off. Let me say this.
Go.
She has to help him in a way where if he having these 2-minute episodes, it's not over. Okay? He's going to have to do some deep sea diving. Okay? To try to get her off.
But you know what, though? That's not going to replace if she likes that phallic stimulation. That ain't going to be the same. And she wants that phallic stimulation
exactly.
as well. That's not going to replace that, Alex. I mean, that's not that it ain't going to be good. If that's what she wants, is something. She wants a combination of both.
Yeah,
she wants
that's what, okay, listen, being that I'm a woman, and I'm telling you this, let the woman speak, okay? And I agree with what Mark is saying. If that's what she wants, but I guarantee you that's not what all women want.
Mm-hmm.
So something has to happen. Either, you know, he gets his 2 minutes and then he recovers and then they're able to resume activity. But if he has his 2 minutes and he can't recover until tomorrow,
right. Mm-hmm.
That and then when tomorrow come, all it is going to be a reenactment of the night before. That's that's NG.
That's what
I was going
that's
into.
That's going to create anxiety for her, and she's not going to
do it. Oh, lots of it.
So now there's going to be some more anxiety issues going on because she's like, well,
it's
going to
be some sensitive issues going on.
Here's another thing.
When that anxiety for the woman builds up, because I'm gonna tell you, as a woman, we don't want to hurt the man's feelings because you know intimacy is a very delicate thing. I mean, you are revealing yourself and sharing yourself with another person. That's something to be very sensitive about. So you want to handle the discussion about things delicately. But I guarantee you, like in every other type of communication that goes on between men and women, when the frustration mounts, when it builds up, boom. Because you know, if a person can't get what they need, and now they're starting to feel like, well, damn, is he just using me for sex or what? Because it starts playing on the other person's, you know, emotional and mental state. Like, what is this all really about? They start questioning themselves, and it's not good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I was saying as well, what I was going to lead into, is that the DC diary is not the answer. That's just giving her something while he rejuvenates himself. Once he's rejuvenated, at least she's getting something so he gets rejuvenated. Once he's rejuvenated,
oh, wait, hold
he
on a second. We have another caller. We have another caller.
Okay.
And I believe this is my other brother from another mother, Ricky.
Hey,
oh,
what's
Lord.
Going on?
What's
happening,
brother?
Everything
how
good?
Are you?
I'm doing
oh,
good.
My
I'm
goodness.
Doing good. I'm sitting here
it's
listening
so,
to all this stuff.
It's glorious
Lord,
to your voice. We called you.
Huh?
I called you.
Oh, when you called me?
A few minutes ago, but Alex said you was in the bathroom.
Oh, I was kind of hustling around because I had to get the, you ain't got to go tell my business all over the country, but. I was trying to get my sons ready for bed and stuff. You know,
Ricky is in Houston now, bro. Ricky is in Houston now. We know in Houston now. It's too late.
Yeah. Yeah. But
so,
yeah,
Ricky,
thinking,
just to bring you up to speed, first of all, thank you for calling into the show. You're joined tonight by my co-host, Mark, in Houston, Texas. Super Duper in Atlanta, Georgia.
Super Duper, okay. How you doing, bro?
And your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what we were talking about was what happens when a man has impromptu 2-minute orgasms. Constantly. That's your brother's freestyle tonight, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I, you know, first of all, you know, I think a rubber band will take care of that. But
A rubber band.
Yeah, I forgot about the rubber band. He's right. You get the disc. You get the disc.
Yeah.
You get one of those discs.
The scary part was everything else. It must have been about 20 years. Yeah.
No, it's longer than that. 25 years.
Yeah, we told her to stay
goodness.
Out of there, but she hard headed.
and she still hard headed.
She called a bad one that day. Mm-hmm. She came out of eyes watery. You know.
Yeah.
It was straight up. It was straight up. I mean, ass and elbows. It stinks.
Yeah.
Like,
stay out of here.
Because he was a slob. He didn't like to clean up. And she ran right on the firing hole.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm going to
tell you, Mark, where's my man Mark at?
Which
Mark
one?
Mark from Texas. He gone?
Mark.
Oh, he's gone.
Still there.
I knew he was too quiet. I said something wrong.
Maybe he switched over.
He
maybe
went to
another
he probably went to the bathroom or something. I don't know.
What about Super Duper?
Y'all get
still there?
Y'all get?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, still there?
You about going to the bathroom?
Yeah. Super Duper, another quiet dude. He's very upset. He's just listening, taking it all in. You know.
That's how the guys. That's how the guys from the other side of Crown Street were. They
quiet. Really? Yeah, we want Crown and Troy. Yeah, we want Crown and Troy. So
we were
super, where were you at?
Crown and Notion.
Oh, Crown and Notion. You down that way?
Crown and Notion. Okay.
Yeah,
that was getting over there. That was closer to Yeah, Crown Notion. That wasn't Notion. That was getting closer to where over there. That was the Jewish area, right?
No,
yeah.
He went
that's
past
the
Jewish
area.
Area. That was Mega Evers.
Yeah, but that's
Crown
the
and Notion?
Of the Jewish area, though.
Ain't no
you
Jews
it,
over
right?
there.
Yeah, okay.
Notion, Union,
well,
Brooklyn.
Yeah, they weren't too far.
Not
man.
Union. New York Avenue. Notion.
Listen,
started from,
I live.
New York
Ricky,
Avenue.
My
actually.
Block was
right,
the hub where
right.
the Hasidim was.
Right, because you was right. Because I say New York Avenue was right. They, I know they were in New York on the New York Avenue area, Crown in New York.
No, I was on Caron.
Yeah, I know where you at. Yeah, cause we were because we had the you know we had the Jews over there. We were at too, but you know it's a little wild on our side. Yeah.
Yeah. He was down. He was down by where the old Ebbets Field used to be.
Yeah.
And that's way back in the day.
Yeah,
way back.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
We had now.
He lives in Georgia.
Super Duper?
Yeah.
Oh, he live in Georgia now? Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Right, good move. Yeah, good move. Anything get out of New York, boy. New York is something else now, boy. Mm.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Mm. I sure want to know what happened to Mark Wade.
Yeah, let me find
off.
Out. What?
You
no.
ran him off.
It's not
I
possible.
Think so.
Never.
It's not.
No, it ain't possible. He already told me you ain't never gonna get rid of me.
Really?
Oh, is that him laughing?
No, that's me.
No,
Mark.
That's Super Duper laughing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
Mark Wade fell off the planet.
So let me ask
you,
Bree.
What?
What's your freestyle to me?
Ain't got no freestyle.
Why not?
I'm being nice or calling.
Oh, really?
I'm watching the game, man. Boston and Atlanta. They going battling it right now. 42 seconds. 78 and 79 Atlanta lead.
Really? Wow. But you know what? They known for choking. So I don't trust the Hawks anyway.
Well, we'll see what happens, man.
They
know, you know, can we go back to, you know, this 2 minute, man. I mean, you know, everybody hit a point, which is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? The woman, yes, should know her body. Okay. The man has a problem.
I was throwing it out there. Her body too.
She should, huh?
The man should know her body too.
You ain't let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. The other thing is I was throwing it out there. She just need to go on and get some Viagra. He need to go on and go get a shot. You know, get some Henny, like it was saying. You know, get a little drink on. You know, spice a little thing up. Wake up, man. You know what I'm saying? To try to please his woman. I mean, if she likes it, he's gonna love it. I mean, because she's still with him and he's still 2 minutes. I mean, go figure on that one.
Yeah, that's that love. See.
I mean, it's more love than what's name. I mean, because I've been there. I ain't going to say it's 2 minutes, but I've been there. And it was like straight real love. But check this out, though. While I'm sitting here and I'm loving this woman and I'm giving her all my love, you know, I'm sitting here and making love to her and it wasn't lasting. Yet, I say, yo, something's wrong with me. Okay, so I go to a woman. I meet another woman, you know, on the side, and I'm sitting here, and I'm going for 2 or 3 hours strong. I mean, go figure, you know. Is it because of this love? You know, no, it's not new. It's not even a new thing, you know, because I was doing it for a long time.
The excitement of something new.
But you know, when I look back at it, it was the non caring factor. Okay, I don't care about you, so I'm gonna fuck you. Oh, excuse me, I'm going.
Ooh.
You know. I'm gonna be on the really. I don't care. So it's gonna be whatever I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do it. I don't care, and we're gonna get busy. You know. But yeah, you know, I had my little fun. I had, you know, got my little drink on, and you know, spicing the thing up with the love of my life. You know, it just wasn't.
Mark, that's
you know?
Far from you, Texas.
That's right.
Huh?
R. Kelly, I was going to piss Mark Kelly over after listening to him. I got my little drink on. He's like the party that, after party in the hotel lobby was going on this conversation, boy. What is going on?
No, but I'm saying,
and then I heard
know,
Brother Ricky.
And
was
Ricky
still there?
I'll say it again.
I said, is Ricky still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
The Wonder Brothers, the Leafs Wonder Brothers. I like them. I like them.
Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning, baby. The Wonder Brothers. The Leafs Wonder Brothers. Thunder and Lightning. Is Alex still there?
That's all right. That's all right. She got that superhero stuff just for 1 minute, 1 or 2 minutes, but hey.
That's bullshit.
Yo, when you get a chance, tell Bree about the rubber bands.
Yeah, we're going to kill me again. You got to be tied up. You're going to be tied up with testicles.
No.
And you know what? You remember the Jamaican thing, the stone?
The stone.
You get the stone.
The black stone.
Head,
black stone.
And you throw a little water on it, and you dissolve
the
it. And you rub it.
Black,
you
have
rub
to
it
put
on your
water
penis,
on
it. On the vein. Yeah, you rub it on the vein of your penis.
Yeah.
And it would, so I was dealing with this young lady one time. So I said, okay, you know, I'm going to put the stone on so I can give it to her all
the
night.
Stone.
You know, whatever. So I put the stone on. So they said put it on like 2 hours beforehand, then wash it off. So I put it on. And then, you know, she decided that night, this is when she never wanted to go down and give me, you know.
Okay,
you know,
this is getting a bit too graphic.
Oh, I'm just saying.
But, yeah, Alex, what about the Spanish fly, yo? What about the spray?
Oh, Spanish fly. Oh, we can take it away, man. That's a drug, brother. That's a drug. Don't be talking about that. That's actually a drug. That was some wrong stuff we should have been doing if you were doing that. Don't do no Spanish fly. But you know what? There is things that I was going to suggest that the brother could have did for the 2 minute, man. There are things he can do because usually there's a level of sensitivity at the ahead of a situation, which I'll leave there because I don't try to clean it up because I know we're getting loose on here. But you can do things because the level of sensitivity, what it takes for a man to come there is right there in that little area. So if you can numb that. Now, guys back in the day that didn't have certain things, because they had this product called the Detain that you could use that could slow down your whole process because you don't feel nothing. And you need to feel something in order to do that so you can maintain your, you know, your erection. But the reality is the guys back in the day that had money, they used to use cocaine and stuff like that because, I mean, that would numb it. You need something to numb it. So he has a numb it.
That's what that stone.
Now, here's the bad part. Here's the bad part about numbing it. It don't always stop numbing when you need it to stop numbing. So now you're frustrated. She happy, though. She happy. Because you numb. So you know, but you ain't happy now. Because it don't wear out the way you want to wear out. But most of the Detain, though, is water soluble. So if you go, you know, put it up under the fountain, you'll be straight. Anyway.
Yeah, but look, they got pills. They got all these other different types of pills.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
Viagra
you can go
made
to
you go
a
blind.
Gas patient. What I'm saying is
no,
man,
it don't make you go blind.
Man really love for that much.
They said if you use it too often, you'll lose your vision.
Okay.
Use what?
Well, I don't know about that. That ain't, you know what? I don't know. That's just like they
use
what? Masturbate to go blind. So I don't know. I'm good.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? My father used to tell me
glasses.
About.
Don't stop lying.
My father used to tell us about that. You know, you masturbate, you'll go blind and all that stuff. And he caught me masturbating one time and came in there threatening me. Don't you do that, boy? You'll go blind masturbating. Don't you understand that?
You
go blind. I said, yeah, all right, Dad, whatever. So a couple weeks later, he came in, he caught me masturbating again.
Wait a minute.
He came in the room, he said, Dad, what did I tell you? Hello?
Wait, please. Mm-hmm. This is the Freestyle Thursday. What is, but I didn't advertise we were having.
You said freestyle.
That's
We're talking about freestyle.
She said freestyle. She didn't say lifestyle.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give you the stories. You know, I can't get the stories out. I had two stories for you. I can't get it out.
Come on, Ricky. Come on, Ricky. Do it, Ricky.
Y'all upset Gail. She hung up.
I'm saying, cause we use the word masturbation. That's, you know, we're not saying anything derogatory.
Y'all in church. Y'all and chase the church turtle away.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You didn't chase her.
No.
Her phone is raggedy.
she going back to try what we were talking about. Bacon and rubber bands.
Woo!
No.
You know what? Yeah, that you got to be careful with that. For real, on a serious tip, you can injure yourself.
Yeah, and that rubber band, how far? Well, no, see, I'm asking too much questions. I don't want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to know.
Later.
I want to know. I don't need to know. I don't want to know.
So, Bree, I have a question for you, Bree. How do you feel with all this testosterone around? Because you're getting, like, surrounded right now.
Listen, I'm not afraid of y'all. I'm used to this. I ain't even afraid of nobody on the line, and they know it.
Ooh,
Alex will tell you best.
Oh, my goodness. Bree, so
don't forget, Alex said to me one time, he said, you know, I've been knowing you since 5 years old. And he's like, Bree, I swear to God, the first time you sat next to me in class, I thought you was the cutest thing. But then you opened your mouth.
Mouth.
And my ears started bleeding.
Hey, Alex, has she been dealing with that ever since that happened? Because me and
everybody
she's met, she can open her mouth to them and they're like, that cute little face, them cute little cheeks, I just want to touch her. I want to run.
No, they don't want to run. So they never
want to run. You're going to get some hot stories now. Come on, what do they want to do, Bree?
But we actually had this conversation, and you know, you have two people on the line that know me quite well. So
okay, come on.
I would be interested to hear.
We've heard about stories from a lot of them before. We heard about riding up on sidewalks on cars. We heard about we heard some stuff now. So I don't know which story you're talking about.
Listen. Don't get me started.
Oh boy. But you know what, Bree?
That's the whole point. This is Freestyle Thursday. So, hey, Mark, get you started. Yeah.
Hey Mark. Rick was telling a story about an incident with my father, and you ought to let him finish. Let him finish that story about my father and
the masturbation story.
Oh,
the masturbation.
Yeah.
The one he had to tell Dad. What's up?
Yeah. Rick, you finish that story.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, let me take it from the beginning. My pops, he told us, you know, masturbating was bad for you, make you blind. He said, boy, don't ever let me catch you masturbating, boy, because it'll make you go blind. So I was in there masturbating one day, and he busted the door. You know, boy, didn't I tell you not to be in here masturbating? Didn't I tell you to make you blind? Didn't I tell you that? I said, all right, Pop, I got you and stuff, whatever. He said, all right, don't do that again. About 2 weeks later, he heard me in there again, he busted the door. Boy, didn't I tell you about masturbating? Didn't I tell you to make you blind? I said, I'm over here, Dad.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be blind.
Someone call in and save me and release me from my misery. 4242.
That's a good one.
Ricky,
you got me dying over here, man.
Oh, shoot. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Bree, you got to talk to you girls. The women got to call in here and help you, Bree.
A turtle's on the line.
Boston
I'm scared to bring
Atlanta.
Her on.
Boston beat Atlanta.
Turtle ain't scared of none of that.
Yo, they blew that, bro. They blew that.
Oh, Boston,
Turtle.
Atlanta, huh?
They
hello?
Yep.
Hi, Turtle.
Yeah, hi.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Turtle.
Y'all, it's hilarious.
Woo!
They out of control, G.
Y'all are hilarious.
Yo, watch out, Gail. Watch out. You better watch out.
Turtle, what's your freestyle?
I had some things to say, but after that, I kind of lost my train of thought.
You got your train got derailed? Your train got derailed? Come on, we'll help you get back on the track. What you want to talk about?
Let me think for a minute now. Y'all better keep
talking.
Oh,
no, don't do that. You can't do
I got
that.
Real.
All the talk.
Oh, I actually wanted to ask Alex, what was his zodiac?
What was what?
Alex. What's
yeah,
what
your zodiac?
Is
my zodiac? I'm a Pisces.
Oh, you're okay.
Oh, watch out.
Yeah.
That's just a crazy lot.
Talk about Pisces. That's my son. They're wonderful.
All right.
We're not talking about
all right.
Similar to Alex.
You know how them women are. You know how them women are attracted to fish.
Oh, Ricky, Ricky need a show. Ricky,
I don't know what he's talking about.
Ricky need a show.
Yeah, it's
hey, Bree, don't you got a free night?
Don't I have a what?
A free night. Ricky got need his own show.
I already suggested that he should come on.
Ricky is off the name of his show is going to be Off the Chain with Ricky. He off the chain. Hey.
I say it would be a mess.
Did Turtle have a question for me?
What?
Turtle, this is Alex. You had a question for me?
No, you already answered. I only had the one.
Oh, okay.
The only one knows what the song was. She thought you were singing about Blow Down. Pussy.
Okay, I have something that we can discuss the last, that we can discuss. Listen, what does everyone think about this think like a man, act like a lady? I think that you should act like a lady and act like you got some damn sense. That's what I think. How the hell are you going to think like a man?
You know
but
what?
Bree, you said...
I ain't built for that.
Bree, you
said...
Okay, well,
my daughter went to see it, right? I haven't seen it. My daughter went to see it, and then she went online to check the reviews. There was an elderly lady on there who's in her 70s, and she's been married for 35 years. And she said, you better not listen and do nothing that movie say, or you're going to wind up being alone for the rest of your life.
And on the side.
But Bree,
I think
you said on your page, after the movie, you wrote on your page, you said, fellas, it's about to blow y'all game right out the frame. That's what you said.
Oh, yeah, she did do that, too.
No, but I didn't see the movie. I read the book. And I'm saying that now that there was a movie, because most people are visual and they don't read, so it's easier to go to the movies and see what he was talking about. And I'm saying that if half of the women go there and do the things that Steve Harvey has suggested, it's going to blow the game out the frame for the guys if they follow his
instructions. So that's what you said? I don't think you said it that way.
That ain't what you said. That is not. You
That's what
right.
I said.
Not
what are you talking about?
No, she didn't say that. You know she didn't say
You're
that.
You're always trying to quote me. I don't appreciate that.
Go back to your post.
Listen,
and read
why
y'all
trying to nail me to the damn cross? What the hell is going on here tonight?
Don't worry about it. You put it out there. So now,
I
want to
know what everybody thinks about it. I don't particularly care for his book only because he's not saying anything new. It's like cold gravy warmed over. If you had a father, an uncle, or grandfather that could sit you down and school you about how men think and the things to look out for because they play games and all that stuff, Steve Harvey is not saying anything that's like, the clouds are part
of games. Who is playing games, Bree?
Listen. What?
We listening. Who's playing games, Bree?
Playing games, misrepresenting, unleashing.
You know what, Bree? You know
all
what?
Kind of...
You know what? It don't matter. It don't matter if women know the game or not. They still going to fall for it, even if they know it.
Right. And you know why? Because, Alice, we had a conversation earlier today, me, you, and Bree.
All women.
It comes back to this.
No, you
we are
for
attracted to each other. We're attracted to each other. So we go run to each other any damn way. I don't know why. It don't make a difference.
Turtle, you fall for some... Turtle.
Hello? What'd you say?
Yeah, are you falling for some stuff?
No, she ain't falling for nothing.
No, at all. I see through all their little games.
Turtle. Come on, yeah. You know what? Alex knows Sabrina.
Go
I know Turtle. Turtle ain't being bothered with nobody.
I don't fool. I ain't fooling for nothing.
She don't play with nobody.
Thank you. I ain't playing.
Turtle don't play with nobody.
I
so she ain't got to worry about
that. I scoop the game that the first few encounters, and I'd be like, yeah, whatever. I'm not playing. I don't want to. I don't want to. Now, if you're
playing
competitive on your edge, you might get it a little itch.
Well, like I said, don't play with anybody. You know, play with yourself.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Hey,
I live alone.
Y'all talk us game. We only play with y'all talk. This is a man's world. I'm a guy.
It's a man's world.
It's a man's world.
Yeah, but we need a receptacle.
But you know what? I'll say, I think most of you guys on the line have one or two kids, right? You have two, then you understand. The second one learns everything that first one knows, plus whatever he learns on his own. So we learn from you males. Better at it. We just better at it. That's all right. I'll call them.
But guess what, girl? Y'all still want to, it don't make a difference. You still want to come back. Whatever you learn, you still run into us and deal with the BS or whatever we put out there. Just like we did with y'all crazy emotional ass.
Why are you
not me?
How to deal with a movie woman? Why?
Up with nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What you so full of crap right now?
Okay,
you
get Mark is being quiet. What'd you say, Mark? Why are you on the line? That's the case. Why are you on the line talking about how to deal with a moody woman?
Yeah, right.
No, that's the whole point. The point is that's what I'm going to have to deal with because ultimately, 9 times out of 10, an emoting woman is what I'm going to have to get. And I don't like men, so I ain't going to go with them, so I'm going to have to deal with y'all. And most of y'all are.
You don't have to deal with nobody. What are you talking about?
You don't have to deal with nobody. I'm a man, woman.
Okay. Bree, don't they have like 20 to 1 or something now? What's the statistic?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why does he got to deal with this one particular one that's emoting all over the place?
Because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to run to somebody else doing the same damn thing because y'all all do it.
You call yourself settling. Yeah, settling. That's what it's
all
like.
Okay. I'm being realistic.
Nah, you see, that's all right. That's all right. We'll hear from him in another 4 years. In another 4 years, he'll be talking about,
yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, he'll be sitting on the floor.
Listen, he'll be sitting on the floor turning the light switch off and on and shit. Yeah.
You know what? Look,
that was an emoting woman, too.
I got something to say to Gail or Sabrina.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't be sick. I can run into another woman, and 9 times out of 10, no matter what other woman I want run into, she's emotional. And so I have to make an adjustment.
Oh, that is not true.
No, that's not true.
I don't have to make an adjustment? Because you know, y'all both know how I am.
No, you have to make an adjustment because, yeah, you damn crazy. But what I'm saying is that what I'm saying is that you don't have to put up with an emoting woman. You're settling.
Men have to make an adjustment if you want to be with that woman. Right, Alex?
Right.
You sit down, you shake your mouth, and you let everything she say be right, and you still do what you want to do on a, whatever. But you know what they say, what you don't know already, right?
But
so
Mark,
while you're in her presence,
did y'all hear what Mark said in Atlanta?
Let's hear what Mark has, Super Duper has.
Super Duper broke it down.
What?
Is he still there?
Yeah.
You say he was watching.
Don't sound excited, bro. Give me a break.
He into that game. Play.
Super Duper broke it down, Gail. Super Duper.
What I'm saying is, Mark, you're settling.
No, Super Duper broke it down. When I asked Super Duper,
I think I know which initials messed him up.
Let me finish.
I know what initials messed you up. And now you're thinking, well, I don't know, maybe I should just, you know, stop moving around and deal with this. I say not.
Coming at your
house. We're going to be hearing about this.
You're crazy.
We're going to be hearing about this. Either we're going to be hearing about this in another couple of weeks or in 4 years when the Bree Life Radio Show is on TV. I'm going to have to do a special show just for Mark.
And they're going to I'm going to have to send the cameras to Houston, Texas, where he's going to be on the floor, and his hand is going to be connected. They're going to be trying to surgically remove the cord from his hand because he keeps turning the light switch off and on. They probably going to have to remove the electricity from his unit.
A three-part show. You could have said all of that garbage. Look, Mark had a good point. And he basically said in a nutshell, adjustments. And then if you don't like what it is, then you move on. But you make it. But if you're interested in a person and you understand their level of sensitivity, you take that in consideration. That's what he said. So what's wrong with that?
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Wait a minute. Because there's some very interesting dynamics about this individual. This individual wants to get married. How he going to deal with that? If he thinks she's emoting now, wait till she starts talking about getting married. And he says, I'm not feeling that.
And then there's going to be some, guess what? Super duper. Boom.
Super duper made it clear, and he made a good point. I mean, y'all got to give it to him. Give it up for Super duper because he made a good point. Come on, give Super duper some love,
y'all.
Our his point was, Super duper said,
yeah.
Hey, he said this.
Oh, he got to move around.
For himself.
About moving around.
Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what was your point that Mark's trying to...
I might have missed
it. I don't know. What are we talking about?
Did he move around when he don't want to deal with it? No.
He said I made a point. I'm trying to get at what he's saying. I'm trying to hear him. He didn't get it out.
Hey, Mark.
Okay, I'm going to say it. Super duper, remember you mentioned the whole issue of dealing with a sensitive woman and how to deal with a sensitive woman. What did you say?
Oh, that's why they ain't in his life.
Oh, the first thing I said was just move on. I mean, I won't even bother with them. But, you know, if you get to a point to where you're liking this person, you know, you're feeling this person out, you know, you see what ticks, what ticks them off, you know, what gets them sensitive, and you just try not to go there and try to avoid that. You know, there's nothing wrong with trying to. There is nothing
and
wrong with doing
what
an adjustment.
He make an adjustment and he shut up and he said, make her think they're.
But it's not a settlement. It's not a settlement. You know, I mean, because it, you know, I mean, one, either you're going to deal with it or you're not going to deal with it. Like I said, I have no problem to say you too sensitive. I don't have a problem just walking off. You know, but if I'm digging you and you digging me, and it's just a minor thing. Then there's nothing wrong with going in on and just. Like I said, somebody sitting here get upset because I say whatever, acting like I don't care. So I do my best not to sit here and say whatever.
But when you say whatever, doesn't that mean you don't care?
No, that's what they feel.
I'm asking you. When you say whatever, does that mean you don't care? Or that means you just don't want to talk about
it? No, it does not that mean. It's just that, you know, what you're saying is, what you may be saying is irrelevant. What you be saying doesn't make any sense. Doesn't mean that I don't care.
Well, then
that's
why don't we continue talking until something is explained where there's a meeting of the mind? Like, if the word whatever is like... It ends communicating. So if you don't want to communicate, then why'd you say I don't want to talk about it anymore? Versus whatever. Like that's what you're trying to do, right? End the conversation? When you say whatever? I'm asking.
That's what people do. People do that.
I'm asking what you do.
Oh, yeah. After I've constantly gotten my point across and you're not hearing me,
then when you
I'm going
to
say whatever.
Like, okay. Oh, okay. But I have a because when we actually started the show, it was about communicating. So if I haven't understood you up to that point, then you're irritated with me for not understanding you. But you know we're dealing with two minds here. And sometimes we're all raised in different households and environments. So therefore, I may not understand the way you said it. Because you put it in several forms, and I'm like, oh, okay, then the light bulb moment comes. That's just how I function. And most people don't want to get to that level or go to that extent of trying to understand one another. So that's just a perspective of mine. I just figure when you say whatever, then you don't want to talk anymore, period. Like, but I haven't understood you, so why don't you keep talking so I understand?
10 seconds.
Here's what
I
want
to get
say.
Your
Here's
point across,
my...
and you want me to understand your point, and you, but you don't want to understand my
no,
point.
I was just expressing.
That's how women
no.
do.
No.
Women want us to listen and want to hear what they say, but when we got something to say, it doesn't really matter to them. So when we keep on bringing and bringing and bringing, you still don't want to listen, don't want to hear, don't want to get understanding. All right, whatever.
But are you going to keep saying in the same form? Because if I'm telling you I don't understand you in that form, then therefore
I can break it down in several
different
ways for you. If you choose not to listen to me and not to get understanding, that's on you.
Oh, then you
then
go
why
on
continue?
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. I got a good one.
What is it?
Why, you know, please, there's so many men on the line here. Can somebody tell me why y'all just lie, lie, lie?
And
like
on
Brother
Chris
said.
Like, because
the truth
is when they're younger, it's when they're older, too. Oh, they front.
I would tell you a story. Well, I'm talking to somebody, and he has a distinct door to his house. When he opens the door, you hear this, and it's like the Addams Family, right? So, hey, I asked him, "Are you at work?" And he said, "Yeah." So, like 20 minutes later, I heard him get out of the car. I said, "You went to work today?" He said, "Yeah." 20 minutes later, he got out the car, and I hear the door to his house open. And it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I know he'll get off until 4, and it takes him about an hour and a half to get home in traffic.
Damn, you know him well.
What is going on? Why can't you, if I ask you a simple question, why can't you give me the truth? What is that about?
I'm just saying, that's why they lie, because the truth hurts.
No, the truth don't hurt.
How do you know the truth
the
hurts?
Truth,
you don't
what
tell
what
the,
truth. The truth will do is set me free. That's what the truth will do.
You
but
can't
if you never
handle
tell
the truth.
How do you know the truth hurts? If you don't never tell the truth, how are you going
to
know?
And thank you. Give me a chance to be hurt.
Give you a chance
what
to be hurt.
You,
it hurts the male.
Say you,
Ricky. Telling the lie.
Right. It
hurts
the opportunity
man.
To keep doing the shit
it
I want to do.
It hurts the man. There it goes. It hurts the man.
Ricky,
the
Ricky.
Yeah.
Where's Ricky?
Ricky, Ricky, Ricky.
I'm right here.
Say you.
I'm here.
I asked you. I asked the question. I told the story.
Right.
Was you listening?
Yeah, I heard everything. I was the one that said, "Did we lie? Because the truth hurts."
That's what he said. You already said it.
I thought that was Alex.
No, that was me. That was really the truth hurt. You know, it's like, you know, look, you know, sometimes you ask things you really don't want to know. It's like going through somebody's wallet or going
no,
through somebody's
I
phone.
Do want to know.
You
see, I'm not one of those women that
well, see,
feel
no,
like
but,
a Concordian.
You know
I want
talk,
to know the
talk
truth.
You talk about the majority.
No, I ain't talking about the majority because I told my story. I was talking about me. Why do y'all have to lie unnecessary? I'd rather you say, you know what? I don't want to talk about where I am right now. Or I don't, you know what? I'm not telling you.
Lying
I could deal with
street.
That better than you just
lying
tell me
street.
Some damn lie.
Lying is a two-way street.
Yeah, pretty much.
Two-way street, Bree.
I don't lie.
You know why it's a two-way street? And
I ain't perfect, but
man,
I don't lie.
It's probably not a man on this line that can't relate to the story that I'm about to tell. How many times have you been with a woman?
Right? Oh, boy, I know what you're getting ready to say.
The first night or second night, you know them, okay? They decide they want to do something freaky, get you a head job or some craziness, right? And then sit around afterwards and go, it must be something special about you because I never did this with anybody else. Are you lying your ass off?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, like Alex, remember, like, you know, you sit up there, oh, I ain't never do this before. I never went down no man before. I ain't never do this. He goes, oh, no? How come I don't feel no teeth? I like that.
Ricky.
You have no behavior.
I mean, women lie like a mother.
Nah.
Look, don't you watch Maury? Women lie. He the
father,
daddy.
That's
sure. I'm 110% sure he's the daddy. I'm 110% sure he's the daddy. You are not the father.
yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, don't you feel
that? How many times you see that? Lie to a T. Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
What
do you say?
I said, no, they're sitting there lying to their teeth. You know, he's definitely the father. He's definitely the father. I know he's the father. And then he's not the father. Oh, I know who it is. Well, God damn. Some of them have been on that show about 8 or 9 times. So
now I know
who
the father is.
Well, here we go back to communication. You could just simply tell the truth, and it could be all over.
But don't say men. It goes both ways.
Well, I was talking about my story.
Oh, you're talking about your story. Like you godly and saintly, right?
No, I didn't say I'm godly and saintly, but I tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I tell the truth.
I'm at Gail. Where's Turtle at?
Yeah.
Is Gail there? Where's she at? She gone? No, okay. I think she's gone. I was gonna ask
no,
her.
No, she's
first.
On the line. She might have took another call. Go on. What's the question?
Okay. No. I was gonna ask Gail. You know, does she smile a lot, or does she have like a standoffish attitude with men? Or is she, does she greet with a smile, or does she have this mean look on her face when she's unapproachable?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
how
you
doing?
How
you doing?
I dealt with that too. I had a young lady. No, I had dealt with that too. I had a young lady once. I had I was driving a 79 Ford Granada, and I went to pick this lady up from my house.
What color? Was it brown? A green?
No, white. It was dingy white.
Oh, white. Oh, shit, green.
You know,
dingy
white. So I go to pick this young lady up at the house, you know, so I go to open up the passenger door. She goes, look, you ain't got to open up no door for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit the woman.
Cool.
I don't want no man doing nothing for me. And I told her, I said, look, I'm not opening the door for you. I got to get in from this side.
Oh,
This guy
oh my God. Back in the car, started the car, and took off. Because that's just a bad attitude. And I, you know, I
did just... All over and stuff.
You say what?
Don't worry, that shut it down.
Yeah, she had to climb over some shit. It would be hard.
she lucky the door opened on the passenger side because it was just about to rust up.
Lord, Ricky, man, this dude is ridiculous, man. I'm quitting.
Well, you got some sound bites now, don't you?
Oh, man, I can't hear none of them.
Oh, my goodness.
I need to do a show. He need to do a show. I told you. Ricky uncut and off the chain. For real.
Uncut and off the chain.
I don't want to be his co-host, so I can just sit there and just be playing off of his jokes. Cause that boy crazy as hell. Woo! Help me.
I got another freestyle because this is something that happened twice with friends of mine, and it's a serious one. It's not a light subject, and it's about child support.
Yeah, we off the air now.
Hold on. So listen. Yeah, So we
serious at the end of the conversation. Oh, don't get serious. We just too.
No. Okay, all right. I'm not gonna mess up the high.
You gonna do that to us? We on a high right now. You gonna go with some real.
Okay,
shit.
So
you
since we off the air, y'all are unleashed.
Let me ask a question then.
Go on, just go. Go for it. What
is is this still in effect, that, you know, for women, the seeing a man and then knowing that, you know, within 10 seconds, if the man is worth it or not, is that still in effect?
Is he worth what, though?
To be bothered with, to be messed with, to deal with. To
I can't tell nothing in 10 seconds. Not 10 seconds. No.
If
I gotta sit down
you know,
and have a meal with you, because if I'm going off of just raw, if I'm just going off a raw, you know, you look good, that's something different. But if you see, here's the thing about me, and again we're talking about me. I do not want to give myself to somebody that I'm not gonna like touching me. You know, if I don't like you, if I can't have, like, you know, an intelligent conversation and it be stimulating, you're not going to be able to. If I can't vibe with you vertically, we're not going to vibe horizontally. That's how I operate. I don't know how other. Turtle, what about you? What say you?
Let's see. Yeah, pretty much the same. And then he could open his mouth in 10 seconds and be like,
Is that his breath, or comes out? It could be his verbal vernacular,
or just something came out of his mouth that just was off the chain. Like some, you have guys come up to you now like, "Oh, I will eat you up." Like, what? I don't even know you. Like, okay, I'm not talking to you. So you know, stuff like
that. Yeah, don't turn me off in the first turn. I mean, 10 seconds. Damn.
Hey, Gail, uh-huh. You ever did a 72?
Say it again.
You ever did a 72?
71.
What's a
72? A
72. I don't know what those are.
That's a 69 with three fingers in your ass.
Hell no. That was a good one. Hell to the no.
Hell to the no.
I ain't going.
Try that, girl. You ain't try that.
No, thank you.
Hell no.
No, the scary part is if you could wiggle the fingers in there.
Yeah.
What doors are you use?
What the hell?
The doors on there?
The wiggle in there.
That's frightening.
I thought I was the only one to use that. Anyway,
that's frightening.
Alex is crazy, but he acts like a Pisces.
Oh my God! Don't tell me that's what I have to look forward to.
Girl, for real.
going on. Actually, you don't have to look forward to it. You ain't got to deal with it like that. You ain't got to be the other woman. That's somebody else. Another woman going to have to deal with that. You ain't got to deal with it like that. You the mama. You ain't got to deal with it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he probably already doing what that dude said he was doing when his dad bust open the door.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Alex.
I would pass out. If I busted the door and saw a girl, I would go blind.
I would go blind.
You would go blind. No, you don't go blind.
Why are you going to go blind?
Oh, please, stop it. Stop it. I don't even want to.
The same reason, if you kiss a girl and you dance close with her, she's going to get pregnant.
Right.
Same principle.
Oh, yeah. You never heard that before?
No, I didn't hear that one.
You never heard that? Oh, yeah, you can't dance close and kiss no girl.
Oh, there's so many myths out here, and the kids, if they push.
Don't believe that shit now. They doing stuff that we never did when we were there.
They ain't doing nothing we ain't never did. Don't believe that. We just didn't talk about what we did. We did a lot of stuff. Well, I don't know about you. I did a lot of stuff. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I ain't do a lot of stuff.
I had sex at 12 years old.
They doing the stuff we wanted to do, but the girls wouldn't allow us to do it.
Most of the guys have been.
Alex, do you remember Daniel Capel and Robert Parker?
Not really.
And Mitchell?
Mitchell, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mitchell was Daniel Capel's best friend. The tall, brown-skinned, curly hair guy that lived on Lefferts Avenue.
I remember Mitchell, but not Daniel.
Jasmine.
You don't remember when they... Do you remember when they pushed me in the closet and tried to close the sliding doors? And I beat the shit out of Robert Parker?
That's how I Gail experience.
She ran all the people with cars.
She don't do it.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, whatever. I say, yeah, whatever to that.
No, in 10th grade, the Macklemores used to push me in the boys' bathroom. Every time I wore these white pants, they would push me in the boys' bathroom and lock me in there and just hold the door. So that's awful. It was horrible.
That ass must have been banging in them white pants.
I don't know what it was, but they would throw me in there and wouldn't let me out. And I'm like, oh, my God. And that's after dragging me down the hallway.
What? My brothers would have been up to the school now.
Mm-hmm. I had a brother, an older brother. But I realized now in my older age, I said, because, you know, you're the sophomore when you come, they kind of be punking you. I just realized maybe that's what they thought they was doing.
Well, y'all.
But it was crazy.
Listen. Well, y'all, listen. It's 11:06.
You guys go get your fix.
It's 11:16. I gotta go spend some time with my wife. I'm going to do a 68.
Okay, goodbye. All right,
Angel, for real. You might do a 68. You might want to add, man.
Alex.
Yeah, she's going to do me in an old one.
And I ain't got no wife, so I'm going to have to go do what Ricky did, and your daddy got busted him. So.
Okay, y'all are TMI.
Okay,
get off the phone.
Ain't nobody going to bust me. And I'm
so,
going blind.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Mark. Have you?
No, I'm not a question mark.
Yeah, whatever. What have you figured it out? How you gonna handle this situation yet?
I ain't got no situation to handle. Goodbye.
Yeah, you do.
Talk to y'all later.
Goodbye. Yeah, you do.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Yeah,
I gotta
bye.
Go back to this phone call.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
Talk to you later.
All right, y'all take care.
Good night, everybody.
Everybody have a good night. Take care.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.